and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A fiery meeting in the Oval Office yesterday. President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky got into it over Russia's war.
During the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You will not have war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us tempers flared.
It was building over the course of the 45 minutes that Zelensky was sitting there in the Oval Office with the president, with the vice president, with the secretary of state and Ukrainian officials. President Trump seemed to mostly want to focus on this minerals deal that he was arguing was going to be great for Ukraine and great for the United States.
The meeting ended abruptly. That minerals deal was never signed. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's deeply concerned about severe cuts in U.S. foreign assistance.
Going through with these cuts will make the world less healthy, less safe, and less prosperous. The reduction of America's humanitarian role and influence will run counter to American interests globally.
He said the cuts would be especially devastating for the world's vulnerable people. In an effort to slim down the government, the Department of Education is now offering its eligible employees a voluntary $25,000 buyout. The Social Security Administration out with a similar offer as well. And some federal workers are expected to receive another one of those five things you did last week emails this weekend. And CBS News has learned this time it will come from their individual federal agencies. To Rome now, where there's been a steady stream of visitors to St. Peter's Square praying for the Pope, who remains in the hospital with pneumonia.
I pray every night for him, for his health, because we need him. Not only we Italian, but the world, the whole world needs him because he's a man of peace.
According to Vatican sources, he had a restful night. CBS's Kelly O'Grady reports your morning cup of joe may be getting more expensive.
Gregory Zamfotis is the founder and CEO of Gregory's Coffee, a New York-based company that imports and sells coffee across its 50 cafes nationwide.
How much coffee are you buying every year?
This year, we'll probably close in on 600,000 to 700,000 pounds of coffee. A year and a half to 2 years ago, the price was around $1.50 per pound. And as of recently, it went up to $4.50 almost, so it tripled.
Yeah, coffee bean prices have jumped nearly 20% since the beginning of the year. And the threat of tariffs, they say, could make those prices jump even higher. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station, same place. You can't miss us. If you've been here before or are now here now, then you know where we are. But tell your friends, family, and relatives, if you think they may be interested in living a better quality of life and having better health and finding a way to prevent diseases, all diseases, including cancer, we can prevent diseases. And in some cases, we can reverse, stop, and cure diseases with the right lifestyle. All diseases, at least 98% of all diseases, are not caused by God being mad at us, or we are in the wrong place, at the wrong time, or they are just randomly assigned to some people. There's a reason for diseases. And it's the lifestyle choices that we make that are responsible for all of our diseases. There are deficiencies of vitamins and minerals and accessory food factors that keep us healthy. And when we don't stay healthy, we have complications. We have signs and symptoms. And then those are classified as diseases. And then the only way to treat those diseases is by drugs. And the drug companies, they own that monopoly of treating diseases. The drug companies don't want healthy people. They don't need healthy people. They like sick people. Sick people are the only ones that are customers for the drugs. If you want to get off drugs, it's up to us. It's up to us to change our lifestyle choices, to have better choices, to improve our health, prevent diseases. Yes, we can. Absolutely, we can prevent diseases. Because they're really not all diseases. They're metabolic disorders. The body is out of order. The body is imbalanced. And we can bring it back to a condition of health. It takes time. It takes sacrifice. It takes discipline. It takes you to be involved in the process. If you don't want to be healthy, it's okay. Keep going your way. Keep eating the junk that you may be eating now. But if you want to be healthy, there have to be changes. You can't live the same life and expect health. Oh, you can take drugs, and they may help you, but they're not going to give you health. You're still going to have high blood pressure. You're still going to have cardiovascular disease. You could still have Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. You could have arthritis. You could have pain. You could have thyroid disorders, liver disorders, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. These are all brought on by the way we choose to live, our lifestyle choices. So I like to be here every week to just share with you ideas on how you can become healthier and how we can change our life. And even the life of our dogs, as we will feature a topic today on how to relieve anxiety in your dog. We'll also talk about diabetes and the rates for people with diabetes is climbing, skyrocketing. And we'll talk about the herb of the day, eucalyptus. I love eucalyptus. It's a good antibacterial, antiviral, wonderful for the sinuses, for the bronchi. And what was old and the new today? Iodine deficiencies. Iodine, the mineral for your thyroid. And then let's talk about Ozempic. More adverse effects are now being caused by Ozempic. And when you lose your memory, or you can't think straight, is it really dementia? We'll look at that today, too. Another cancer increasing in young people. What organ or gland in your body, in people today, that are finding that it's caused cancer? We'll find out. and the silent epidemic of antibiotic resistance. All of these and more today. We'll explore them to give you a better idea. But what causes stress for your dog? Your dog goes through stress. Like we go through stress from a variety of conditions, financially, relationships, job, scarcity, can't find a job, things are not working, tight budget, relationship falling apart, divorce, tremendous amount of stress. But what about your dog? Well, their stress is different than ours. One is riding in the car, fireworks, thunderstorms, being groomed, going to the vet, staying home alone in the house, anxiety from being alone, separation anxiety, staying at the kennel, being boarded, having guests in the house. Some signs of an anxious dog: panting, yawning, pacing, hiding, barking, destructive behavior, urinating, and pooping in the house. Dogs just want to warn you that they're going through an anxious time and they're stressed out. They're giving you signs and symptoms. They're not happy. Now, there are natural ingredients to reduce your dog's stress. Inositol, a carbolic sugar, balances the neurotransmitters in the brain, including serotonin, dopamine. Inositol has been shown to have calming effects on animals. Taurine, which is an amino acid from protein, reduces anxiety and increases confidence. Vitamin B1, which is required for cellular energy. The nervous system and the brain cannot function without B1, thiamine. It boosts GABA, G-A-B-A, GABA. The levels of GABA are increased with B1, which has a very calming effect on the nervous system. Lemon balm, an ancient herb, been used for thousands of years, relaxes the mind, calms nervousness, and it's been documented the effects of calming in animals, reverses anxiety and other related behaviors. And an amino acid, theanine, calms the brain, but isn't a laxative, a sedative. In an open-label study in dogs with storm-related anxiety, thunder-like, phobia, theanine reduced anxiety, reduced panting, pacing, and drooling. This combination, and it should be reviewed as a combination. All these ingredients that I shared with you all have an effect. And maybe individually they will give you some results. But when you take them all together in a formulation, they have a very powerful effect because each one plays off the other. And they give you a synergistic effect as a combination, greater as a whole than the individual parts. So I would give this combination daily to nervous dogs to calm them and help them relax. They're part of the family. If you don't have a dog that is related to you as part of the family, you're missing out on something really great. My dog, I guess you could say, eats with me, because we eat at the same time, not exactly that she's eating with me, but we eat at the same time. I make her dinner, I make my dinner, I give her snacks, and she gets very, very healthy food. No table scraps, no ice cream, no puppy cups. She gets really good, healthy food. And she is 15 and runs like crazy, no hip problems, no hip dysplasia, nothing. She is really in good shape. And I give her all that she needs to be in good shape. I treat her like my family. Type 2 diabetes. The rates for diabetes continue to climb. Here's something about the numbers of diabetes. Worldwide, the number of people living with diabetes has quadrupled in the last 20 years. In the last 30 years, due to diabetes, obesity rates have nearly tripled in teenagers. Diabetes is strongly connected to weight gain. New studies out in past November in 2024 reported that 75% of Americans are overweight or obese. And Americans are becoming much more overweight at an even younger age. 18% of children are not just overweight, but obese. 1 billion people worldwide are obese. And by the year 2060, they believe everyone in the United States will be obese, grossly overweight. It is now at between 50 and 60%. In the 70s, it was 6%. Today, it's 60%. And one of the biggest causes of being overweight, another new study highlights the role of sugary drinks like soda and juices loaded with sugar, and the high fructose corn syrup that is often used in soda. It's the worst sugar in the world. Researchers and scientists have tried to estimate the impact of the Western diet on health. They estimate that 340,000 deaths every year can be blamed on sugary drinks causing diabetes and heart disease. Fruit is good for us, part of a healthy diet. But when you drink juice, you're getting way too much sugar, way too much fruit, and no fiber. So mostly you are interested in, let's say you eat an apple or an orange. I don't think you eat 4, 5, 6 apples or 14 oranges. But when you drink a glass of orange juice, you're getting the equivalency of about 14 oranges. And only of the juice, not the fiber. That's a lot of sugar, and it's still sugar. The body doesn't distinguish between good sugar and bad sugar. Sugar is sugar. And they add that in the last 5 years, 2.2 million cases of type 2 diabetes are found worldwide. And they can be linked directly to sugary drinks. Don't give your kids juice. Don't get babies started on juice. And this is all especially happening in Africa and Latin America. Because these countries have been seen to have the biggest jump in sales of sugary beverages in the last few years. Most diabetics have diabetes, but it's optional. You don't have to have type 2 diabetes. Now, there are a few people that do become a diabetic, and it's not all based on sugar. But most of it is because we have so much sugar in our bodies, in our cells, that there's no way to eliminate that sugar, burn it up as energy, because all of our fat cells are filled with fat. There's no room for sugar to be burned off. So it's stored in our bodies as fat. So what happens when we stop eating sugar? We can start correcting the condition. So don't just say, oh, I've been diagnosed as a diabetic. Now the doctor has put me on a drug. No. Just because you've been diagnosed as a diabetic type 2, due to the fact that you have too much sugar in your bloodstream, but where does all the sugar come from? From your food. Bad choices. Too much sugary drinks, including juices. Too much sugar everywhere. In the early 1900s, each individual in America consumed about 4 to 6 pounds of sugar annually. Now, I've seen several conflicting numbers on the sugar consumed today. But it's somewhere between 150 pounds to 250 pounds of sugar per year. Now, this is a national average. And there are many people that don't eat sugar. I don't eat sugar. I don't ever eat sugar. I don't eat any foods that have any quantity of sugar. So someone else is eating my sugar, maybe your sugar. So they could be up to 250 to 300 pounds of sugar per year. We didn't have heart disease in the early 1900s. People were not dying from heart attacks. We have a new heart disease every 33 seconds in America. Someone has heart disease diagnosed every 33 seconds in America. We have someone that has a heart attack in America every 40 seconds. And that's all based on sugar. You can get off the bandwagon of being classified as a diabetic by cleaning up your diet, primarily going on a low, low-carb diet. No sugar. And lower your carbohydrates. That means bread or just anything from a grain and grain flour, bread, pasta, cakes, pies, crackers, pretzels, pizza, whatever. That's all sugar, because the carbohydrates must convert into sugar in the body to be metabolized and burned off. We don't need any carbohydrates. Our primary focus should be on high-quality protein and high-quality fats, healthy fats, not the bad fats, not the seed oils, but really good quality fats that were consumed in the early 1900s. Vegetable oils, now known as seed oils, because there are no vegetable oils. Why they ever called them vegetable oils, I have no idea, but they're really made from seeds and beans. So we have to eliminate those and focus on good quality proteins, healthy fats, and occasionally carbohydrates. I would say up to 75 grams of carbohydrates today or daily, and not to go over that 75 grams. The American diet is about 400 to 500 grams of carbohydrates per day. That's all sugar. Plus the sugar. You wonder why we are diabetics? We cannot make enough insulin to take care of the amount of sugar that we're consuming. So we have insulin resistance. Insulin doesn't work. We're consuming far too much sugar to have insulin be effective. I said before, I love eucalyptus. Why? Because of the great health benefits. You might not think of it. How many people think, oh, I should take my eucalyptus today? Well, it's a wonderful plant. And a plant that's native to Australia and the Philippines. The leaves are toxic to almost any animal, or I should say, maybe all animals. But the oil extracted from the eucalyptus leaves that's standardized for the key compounds and used at the recommended dosage is safe and beneficial for humans. Humans tolerate eucalyptus very, very well. It's natural. It has a very powerful anti-inflammatory effect. It has both antiviral, antibacterial activity, viruses, what's going around right now, viral infection, bacterial infection. And eucalyptus increases the activity of the cilia, which are little hair-like projections of the mucous membranes, to move mucus out more quickly. So it's an expectorant, helps you cough up mucus and phlegm, not to suppress it, but to get it out of your system. It's ideal for any type of respiratory congestion, including asthma, allergies, COPD, sinusitis, cold and coughing, and flu. Now, you can combine that with myrtle, M-Y-R-T-L-E, myrtle, essential oil. And look for a soft gel capsule of about 160 to 320 milligrams and use about three daily. It'll get rid of all of your congestion, upper respiratory tract infection. Antiviral, naturally, without side effects. This would have been a godsend during pandemic, COVID-19. Another type of virus There are so many natural plants that can kill outright viral infection or bacterial infection, and even fungal infection. All three can be attacked by eucalyptus, also with a combination of myrtle essential oil. So don't go anywhere, my friends. I've got to pause for a few moments. I'll be right back, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. Go to my website and learn more at terrytalksnutrition.com. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. I mentioned before we went into the break, go to my website, Terry Talks Nutrition. There's all kinds of good information there. I spent about an hour with you, like today. But you can go to my website and look for things forever. There's a zillion newsletters, weekly newsletters that we send out on every Friday. You can subscribe to them on terrytalksnutrition.com. Subscribe to be a member of Terry Talks Nutrition and receive my newsletter every Friday. And if you missed any, there's a zillion to read today. Just go into the e-newsletter archive section and you can bring up any newsletter you choose to. And if you have a question, I want to read more about arthritis. I want to read more about cancer. I want to read more about bronchial congestion, upper respiratory tract infection. Just type that in the search section, and you'll get a number of newsletters, could be anywhere from 1 to 10, that address those issues. And you can read forever. You can also listen to all my radio shows, past radio shows that we have done. They're also archived in the radio show section. All kinds of good information. It'll give you more ammunition as to how you can change your life for the better. I don't believe anybody that could not want to change their life if they could. Are you happy with your health? You know, like that one TV commercial on your heart. How's your heart? Well, I think it's okay. Well, do you really know? That's with everything. We don't know. That's why people drop dead with a heart attack. And 50% of those people that drop dead from a heart attack don't know it. Because they were the first sign of a heart attack, with 50% of the people that have a heart attack, is death. Death. Nothing else. No signs, no symptoms. No warning. So if you've had a warning and you survived a heart attack, you're one of the 50% that survived. But what about iodine? What was old from past years ago is now new again. Iodine deficiency. Iodine is the only mineral that your thyroid requires to be healthy. But about 100 years ago, it was very common for kids and adults to have a goiter. That means the thyroid gland swells up, swelling of the gland. Without iodine, your thyroid swells up. And some children, because of this, were also very short, unusually short, deaf, and intellectually challenged, disabled. Iodine. It's crucial. But there's very, very few places, if any, in our diet today that supplies iodine. Unless you're taking a very, very good multiple that has iodine in the multiple. And these conditions that children were challenged with were the result of iodine deficiency. Now, these problems mostly disappeared once food manufacturers added iodine to salt and maybe even bread and some other foods. But now, doctors are seeing the reappearance of goiters in kids. And sometimes you may not even know that you have a goiter. Sometimes it is so big that it protrudes out of the throat because it's right in the area where you have the little indention in your throat, under your chin. That's where your thyroid is. And so you get a swelling under your chin of the goiter. Swells up the thyroid. Sometimes it can only be mildly swollen. And that's when sometimes when you can't breathe easily or you kind of clear your throat all the time because the thyroid isn't able to be seen from a outside sign or symptom, but you can feel it. Because now children today are eating processed foods that not only don't have any iodine, they contain other minerals like bromide that's found in brominated flour and brominated vegetable oils, which blocks iodine and can lead to low iodine levels in the body. So we're losing the iodine that could possibly help our thyroid. And also tap water that is fluoridated blocks the uptake of the mineral, iodine. And also gluten blocks the benefits of iodine. Do not drink fluoridated water. Do not eat gluten. And try to find a good supplement of iodine. Because today, iodine has now declined by 50%. And who is more at risk? Our children and pregnant women are most at risk for iodine deficiency. So we have to feed the thyroid with iodine. The RDA by the FDA for iodine is 150 micrograms daily. That's okay. It's probably enough to prevent a goiter, but not sufficient to improve thyroid optimal function. It keeps you from dying, so to speak, but not healthy. Iodine experts recommend at least 6.2 and 12.5 milligrams of iodine daily for most people. You can't find that in a food source. And for some people, the dosage can range from 3 milligrams to as much as 25 milligrams or even up to 50 milligrams daily. The research on 150 micrograms is so old, you know, there is no longer any research on vitamins and minerals. All the research was done many, many years ago. And they still stand on the dosages that were discovered years and years and years ago. But our food has changed so much in the last 50 years that we are changing the levels of these nutrients that are not even becoming effective anymore because they're too low in dosage. Now, to support the thyroid, if you have a low thyroid, if you have a low functioning thyroid, what does that look like? Well, you're very tired. Women usually lose their hair. They see more hair on the pillow, more in the sink, more in the shower. They're losing their hair. That is a low thyroid, underactive thyroid. Usually the women, more women have low thyroid than men. It has been predicted that 70% of women today have a low thyroid, underactive thyroid. If they look in the mirror in the morning, their face is puffy. Their eyelids are swollen. They have a hard time getting out of bed. A lot of aches and pains. Their ankles are swollen. Their calves are swollen. And one of the really signs and symptoms that pops out is the outer third of the eyebrows are missing. I've seen many women with a very small eyebrow and mostly close to the nose. The outer third is missing. I've run into some women that have no eyelashes. Another iodine deficiency. Now, according to all alternative physicians, recommend 15 to 30 milligrams of iodine daily, with approximately 200 to 400 milligrams of L-tyrosine, plus 150 to 300 micrograms of selenium. In order for the iodine to be effective for the thyroid, L-tyrosine and iodine combine together to produce thyroxine, the hormone of the thyroid, with extra selenium. So the best forms of iodine, I would suggest looking for three forms of iodine. Potassium iodide, sodium iodide, and molecular iodine. Three natural sources. And your thyroid cannot function at all, or very, very low functioning, without iodine. And when you look at the three different sources of iodine, why do we have three different? Well, breast tissue in women prefers molecular iodine, keeps the breast healthy. The thyroid prefers potassium iodide. And sodium iodide, one of the three, enhances iodine absorption. They all work together. You want to look for that combination. Now, Ozempic is a hit for a lot of people, with a lot of people. But it has many, many side effects. Is it worth it to lose weight? And they're always, the whole emphasis on the ads for Ozempic and Wegovy is weight loss. I lost 30 pounds, and some lost 46 pounds. It's in every ad. You can lose weight naturally, but some people just want to take a pill or take a shot and lose weight so they can eat all they want of what they want. That's why we are sick. We are a sick nation. One of the sickest in the world. Out of 32 industrialized nations in the world, 32, where do you think the U.S. stands in terms of health? 32nd. We are the last industrialized country in the world in terms of health. We're a sick nation, unfit, out of shape, obese, overly overweight. And now people just want to take the easy way out, but they forget the easy way out has side effects. When you can't adopt a low-carb diet, control your food intake, and if you follow the ketogenic diet, you're going to lose weight. You cannot follow the diet and still be fat. Impossible. It's just going to be naturally, you're going to naturally lose weight without trying. All you have to do is try the ketogenic diet. To lose weight, go to the website, Diet Doctor, and look at all the people that have been successful without Ozempic. Who isn't taking Ozempic these days, right? Well, Ozempic and other GLP drugs lower blood sugar levels and induce weight loss. Yeah, it works. But there's so many side effects. What do they really do? What does Ozempic do? Well, it lowers stomach emptying and intestinal transit time. So food stays in the stomach and the intestines much, much longer, as well as blocking the absorption of carbohydrates, so you feel full longer. Then they cause the pancreas to push out more insulin after you eat. To process sugar, remember I said before earlier in the hour, that insulin can't take care of all the sugar. So it forces the pancreas to push out more insulin after you eat, which is not a natural process. But this is to process sugar and reduce spikes in blood sugar levels. Most of them cause weight loss, of course. But you know what? The drug companies love you, because these medications are making billions, not millions, billions of dollars for drug manufacturers. There's countries that can't sell Ozempic in their country. I think it's Denmark. But they manufacture Ozempic to be sold in the U.S., because manufacturers can't keep up with drug production. Ozempic was the number two prescription drug by total sales in dollars in 2024. Ozempic brought in annual sales of $16 billion. And when people can't afford some things for their family, they can afford Ozempic. Crazy. All of this list price for a month treatment with Ozempic is $1,000. I don't know the price, and I'm not going to give you any concrete evidence, but I'll bet you this $1,000 price in India would be $100. And the number one drug sold in America is Kay Truda. With a list price over $11,000 a month. Think about these things. You're in the mix of it. You're involved in it. Or you may be involved in it. And Kay Truda has $27 billion annually. And we can prevent cancer by changing our lifestyle choices. There are some things that we can do that reduces the risk of many, many, many of these diseases. And here are more adverse effects of Ozempic. These are side effects, for everyone. 50% of the people will have nausea. 30% will experience constipation and vomiting, stomach pain, diarrhea are also frequently reported. Now, some less common, but still serious side effects. Using a GLP-1 drug increases the risk of stomach paralysis by up to 66%. That means food will sit longer in the stomach, much longer, not natural. And it can form a very hard mass, triggering unstoppable vomiting. Got to go someplace. If it can't go out the other way, it's got to come up as a exit to through the mouth. So you vomit it, leading to dehydration. And it causes loss of muscle mass. Well, you don't want to hear that. You're going to get fatter. And you're going to lose muscle. So the ratio is more fat than muscle. And not just weight. Most older adults are already struggling with age-related loss of muscle mass. And that's why they can't get out of a chair. That's why they can't walk up steps. That's why they use other means to maintain their structure. They don't have enough strength and muscle mass to stand up straight. And significant weight loss can also cause loose, dry, baggy skin. And this is commonly known. It's known as Ozempic butt, B-U-T-T, your butt. Your butt will hang. Your butt will get baggy. And Ozempic skin. The skin on your face starts to droop, and looks baggy. Now, is that what you want? When you could adopt a diet that has no side effects, that is delicious, that is tasty, that gives you more health, why put your life in the hands of a drug to lose weight? I know it's easy. It's the easy way out. But don't be tempted. Lower the carbohydrates. Get rid of the sugar. Get rid of the juices. Get rid of the soda. Oh, I know some people that drink 6 to 12 sodas a day. I guess our president is not, our president-elect is not helping us in that area. So now, if you take GLP-1 medication, absolutely get a good quality daily multivitamin and mineral supplement to replenish with fatty acids. Omega-7 is especially important for keeping the skin hydrated and from bagging. Consider additional glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid to help keep the skin firm and tight. And take at bedtime an Ayurvedic herbal combination of 14 different herbal compounds, which can aid in bowel regularity. You will not have constipation. You will not have diarrhea because it regulates the bowel activity. Some of these 14 different herbs: turmeric, gota kola, licorice, East Indian sarsaparilla, long pepper, ginger, curry tree. These are all valuable for regulating and improving the activity of the bowel contents. If you have diarrhea, which is a severe form of constipation. Sounds crazy? It's not. Diarrhea is an extreme form of constipation, or just regular constipation. And this Ayurvedic herbal combination of 14 different herbs, been in India for thousands of years, it works fantastically. But remember, get a good quality daily multi that you can replenish with fatty acids, like omega-7. And then get a glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid supplement to keep your skin firm and tight. And please, go to the website Diet, D-I-E-T, Doctor, Diet Doctor. And if you follow that program, you don't need Ozempic. You don't need Wegovy. You can be healthy without side effects. Think about it today. My time is up today. I hate to leave you today, but I'll be back. Every weekend, I'll be right here. Same time, same station, same place. Say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. And God bless you, my friends. God bless this great country.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Ukrainian President Zelensky left a White House meeting with President Trump abruptly after the two leaders had a tense shouting match. Trump telling Zelensky he needed to be more grateful for U.S. support.
You're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
Reaction to the historic meeting has been swift. Retired Democratic politician Leon Panetta said,
I think it was a terrible and disturbing moment to have the president and the vice president having a shouting match with an ally who's fighting to save democracy in Ukraine.
A completely different response from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance standing up for our